It's 8:41, and you know you hear that collective roar of delight, and it comes mostly from the children when they hear that school has been canceled because of the weather. It's sort of like when Santa Claus comes. But we've got a lot of winter to go, and some of those days off may have to be made up. And joining us live is Jeff Plattenberg. He's the Director of Facilities and Transportation for Fairfax County Schools. He is the one who makes the call on school cancellations. Jeff, good morning. Welcome to WTOP.
Good morning.
So, do you have to keep your address hidden from everybody?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I'd like to not answer that one, to be honest with you.
He's in witness protection.
In fact, that's not his real name.
I'm thinking, Jeff, this is like the toughest decision that gets made in this bad weather. And for you, what's the bottom line? Safety?
Yeah, the safety for children. Every decision we make, we take that into consideration. We have a lot of folks in our communities that give me a lot of feedback on their thoughts. But when it really comes down to it, each weather call is a unique event.
How do you handle all that feedback and thoughts? I mean, you're pretty much in a no-win situation when you make the call.
Well, that's fine. I mean, you know, I don't mind people expressing themselves and their beliefs and their opinions. In a lot of cases, it is no win, but in many instances, it's a matter of explaining to folks what the rationale was and why we felt it in the best interest of the students to make the calls we do.
Now, one of the things that everyone thinks about after we've had a few snow days is, boy, how many of these days are going to have to be made up and how much longer is the school year going to go? Does that have an influence on how you're going to look at things from this point forward as to whether or not to close?
Well, it always does. I mean, it's right now I'm not very popular on any front. I've got students emailing me and calling my office saying they want to get back into school, which is highly ironic and unusual.
Yes,
I've got
sure
parents saying that they're what's that?
You sure they're not hacked?
Yeah, I know. Well, like everybody else is hacking everybody's tweets and everything, saying
sure.
Different statements. But, you know, and I've got parents saying the same thing, that their children, they've got to get them back in school, and they're driving them crazy. They're missing work. It's just a major inconvenience all the way across the board. But each event, I take into consideration the student safety first and foremost. And, you know, our drivers are not the most experienced drivers. They're the new ones that are out on the road. And we have over 40,000 students who walk to school, elementary students that walk up to a mile, and secondary students that walk up to a mile and a half.
Well, that's a lot of walkers, yeah.
Certainly is. How much room do you have to extend the school year now?
Well, that's been kind of a sporting opportunity. We've gotten the updates on what the impact is going to be. We have a recommendation. We're going to be finalizing it because we're now at makeup day five. We have full day Monday on the two makeup days of February 17th and April 7th. But I do believe the Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources, along with the leadership team here, are taking a look to see what would be the most the easiest for the communities and the students and the parents as well to make up the time.
Okay. When do you think you'll come to that decision?
Well, the determination of that I know is going on right now. We try to post it as soon as we possibly know.
So sometime,
I mean, the unfortunate
week,
thing is the time of year. We've got a lot more cold weather and inclement right. days to come, and I'm not really too excited about that fact.
Now, some positions come with someone to be their assistant. Do you get a therapist that comes with yours?
Yeah, the therapist I have is the Council of Governments. We had over 196 folks and the National Weather Service on each of the calls when the inclement weather comes. We have all the law enforcement. We have all the rail, the transit, the airport authorities, utility companies, other agencies, and the whole metropolitan region. So a lot really goes into this. It's a lot more analytical and you know, collaborative than most people are aware of.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us. And listen, thanks for looking out for the kids. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jeff Plattenberg from Fairfax County Schools.